Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sam's song right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. On this Sunday morning, 21st day of February, we are paying tribute to Prince. This was the day we lost him 8 years ago.
8 years.
8 years ago on this date. So throughout the show, we have been playing music from Prince, stuff that he sang and stuff that he wrote for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But we start off this 8 o'clock hour by going, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks in Fairburn.
In Fairburn.
Fairburn.
You visited those fine folks recently.
Yes, I did. I sat out at a horse farm in the middle of the night with 50 other cars and nothing happened. And we were surveyors or something. Yeah. Went out there, sat there for a little while, and then we left.
Wow.
So you
nice.
Folks,
very nice
little area there out in Fairburn. Can I bring something up before we get into
Go ahead, man.
Replay?
Ahead.
And by the way, we are going to replay our They Got Next from yesterday. We do this every Sunday at 8 o'clock since we've been doing this feature. We have a 13-year-old or under that we have come on, do a sports report. We do it on Saturdays, talk to their parents, and then we replay it for the family members or friends who didn't hear it on Saturday. And to let those of you know about it, because we want to hear from you. If you got a 13-year-old that wants to get into this business, Sam and I want to provide a platform for you. Give us a minute, minute and a half sports report, and reap all the benefits from it. Which, by the way, I think one person that we have used got credentialed shortly thereafter.
Yes.
Terrell's daughter
yes.
got
yes.
credentialed
you know.
After doing They Got Next. So we're going to replay that in just a second.
Contributing to their personal reel.
Yeah, there you go. You got that, too. Except we ain't helping you sell no stuff. We can't.
But we found out
we can't do that.
This is your reel.
But yeah, this is your reel. We're giving you a reel. We can't help you with merchandising and other stuff.
And explain to them what a reel does if they don't know.
Well, it's their agent.
That's
basically your agent.
You present that when you.
Or,
you know what I mean?
It's like any other athlete who puts a video together on YouTube to let you know what you can do. This is the same thing, and you're going to send that out. And by the way, when you do have that reel of stuff that you have actually done, no more than a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is all you have, cool. That's one thing. But if you got three or four different things, splice them up and make them a minute. People are not going to sit there for 2.5, 3 minutes
yep.
and listen to the reel. Even though you probably got some great stuff on there, pull out. And by the way, this is actually not a bad time to mention for voiceover work.
Because mm-hmm.
we do have voiceover connections on the casting call. And so if you are thinking about getting into this world, and I say this about doing voiceover work, it's something as you can continue to do as long as the Lord's giving you your voice.
Yep.
So as long, no matter how old you are or where you live, You could get started here in Georgia and get a job in Paris or wherever. You can take the equipment with you. It travels. But the demo is going to be your biggest investment, time-wise. So people do it different ways. This is kind of an easy way just to wrap your mind around it. Let's say you want to put together a commercial demo. You want to let people know, first and foremost, your range. If you can talk like a little kid or, you know, kind of a cartoonish voice to a very mature voice, whatever it is. But it could be everything from soft drink products to Six Flags to something having to do with you sound like a teacher or a parent, whatever it is. But you are going to record about 7 or 8 30-second commercials. All right? Then you go in and you pull out the best 7 or 8 seconds of that commercial, and that's what you're going to put together. And those will not only show your range, but you want to keep it to around a minute. That's going to be the biggest investment that you make. And for a lot of people, it's getting the copy. How do I get a copy of Six Flags or Coca-Cola or this product or that location? Get the copy, lay them out there, throw it out. So how did I get onto this? Oh, you got me talking about these kids.
Yeah, so, yeah. And we start talking about just
the reel. So the reel. Once you get that together, you will present that on a site, say voice123voice.com, and people from around the country that are looking for voices will go there.
And I'll throw a little something in because people always say, well, what do you get for doing something? I'll never forget the first time I did a sideline for ESPN2. They didn't pay me.
What?
And it was known I wasn't going to get paid.
Okay.
You know, I was down there, and they said, well, you know, we don't – they said it's not a funded or – it's not a budgeted position.
Gotcha.
It was before a game, but I was going to be at a game anyway. And they said, well, look, we'll float your headphone and microphone. And I said, okay, what can I get from this? First of all, I can prove to myself I believe I can do this. Prove to myself I can show somebody else I can do
it. Exactly.
I can have this to keep for my personal – you know, for my personal resume – I'm winning. You know what I mean? Now, it's that game, it stormed, and I ruined a new pair of shoes. And I'm running around with lightning crackling with a metal microphone in my hand. But I showed people something, and they called me back to do some more. So that's all I'm saying. For some people, you're going to get this opportunity is an opportunity to have something that you add to your reel that Greg just told you, the way to distribute it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfectly said.
That's what you get.
All right, so I'm going to save the story till after we play They Got Next.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with something we were going to talk about earlier. And I will just say that I want to thank Mr. Tyler Perry and those folks connected with – what you laughing at, that, man? Stop it. Between you and Adam Alexander, y'all going to get me fired. Wow. I want to thank them.
Oh, my.
And I have two items that I want to bring up from the short period of time I've – been blessed to work with them. Okay? That's coming up. But first, the feature that is taking off. We're going to have introduced
the Tri-State area.
I didn't say that this time. We're going to introduce you to 13-year-old Joshua Mosley. Joshua was here yesterday. I want to do a shout-out to his mother, Natalie, who I spoke to throughout the week, of, you know, getting this together.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke to Joshua yesterday. And for those of
you. Fasten your seatbelts.
Yes, if you didn't hear it.
Strap in.
Here he is, Joshua Mosley.
It's time for They Got Next.
Yay! Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the biz.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And with today's sports report, we go to 13-year-old Joshua Mosley.
Yo, 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 it's Joshua Mosley, a.k.a. JBZ, coming to you live from 92.9, The Game. Here's the sports report for today. There has never been more interest in a WNBA draft with the number one pick being Caitlin Clark to the Indiana Fever. Let's give it up for Chi-Town doubling up on star power with number 3 pick Carmelo Cardoso and number 7 pick Angel Reese. Shout out to the champions NCAA College Women South Carolina with their undefeated season going 38-0, defeating Iowa State 87-35. Raven Johnson with great D on Clark, unable to shoot the ball. Congrats to UConn pulling through with a 75-60 win over Purdue. Big ups to Tristan Newton, senior, leading UConn to another national championship. How about that hot chop shot? The Atlanta Braves with a 13-5 record going on a 5-game winning streak. Travis d'Arnaud heating up last night with 3 home runs and 6 RBIs. Go Braves. Pray for Albies and Murphy to return soon. Big ups to Coach Stephen Lawler and my Lakeside Baseball Middle School Gold Team for the championship win on Tuesday night. I had the opportunity to close out the game, striking out the last three batters. I ended my season with a .364 batting average. It was a great season. Go Vikings. You can follow me on Instagram at 1.luhhjosh. If you didn't know, it's Joshua Mosley, a.k.a. Jay Busy, with Sam Crenshaw and Greg Clarkson on 92.9.
Yeah, now.
There you go.
Yeah, now.
Now, I will say that, and again, every participant we've had has been great.
Yeah.
But if I had to give out an award for the various ones, Joshua would be the first flavor award.
Yeah,
is that fair?
Yeah,
he got to, he's brought the most flavor so far.
He's bringing a little something in.
He had, and like I said, all of them have just wowed us. And so we would like those of you out there that have a 13-year-old or under in your world, son, daughter, niece, nephew, student, whoever, or you know of some, you got some family members that know of some 13-year-olds or under who want to be in this. Now we've had participants as young as 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We just had to get the cutoff. We don't want no high school kids in here. And I'll tell you why. I'll be honest with you.
Well, they got programs.
Yeah, that's exactly
they
right.
Got programs. A lot of high schools do have programs. I envy them because there was,
there was
none of that when I was in school.
Not me either.
But you know, wonderful for them that they're getting exposed to it, getting a chance to touch it and learn it at the high school level. That's fantastic. But we want to get people who just before they get to that.
We want them raw.
Yeah.
We want them raw. And that's where it's real. And so, again, go to 92.9thegame. .com, click on contests and fill out the information. If you have yourself a 13-year-old or under in your world that would like to be a part of this, and Sam and I, we've got a few here for the next few weeks, and I got a feeling it's going to fill up here. I'm hoping it fills up here pretty soon.
I'd
like to get the summer taken care of. So please reach out to us as soon as you can.
Absolutely.
I mentioned this earlier. Last week, I missed Saturday because I got booked on a project that was, and I can mention it, the name of it, because it was on the casting call, and it's Beauty in Black, an upcoming Netflix show done by Tyler Perry. I was blessed enough to get booked in it. Not going to talk about anything about the production at all. Not that stupid. But I will share this with you, because you had asked, and somebody else had asked me about this, about some of the unique things that happened since I've been doing this. And again, you want to watch what you say as far as particulars, but there are two things that stand out. Well, as far as this production. One is, I didn't talk to Tyler Perry. I didn't talk to him at all.
Okay.
He walked by me, though, twice, and it was the second time that I realized who it was. And the dude is out there working as hard as anybody else on the crew. There is no, and I've noticed this with a couple people. When I did Richard Jewell, I tell you the Clint Eastwood story. Dude was 90-whatever then, and he was out there walking around. Now, he's got a crew of people who you hear throughout the shoot. Hey, boss! Hey, boss, what do you think of this? Hey, boss! You know, that's what they call him, and then he comes over and does whatever. But he was there. He wasn't sitting in the trailer someplace. And when things started breaking down, and there was that story, which I can tell another time, about the car that didn't start, and Clint Eastwood climbed in it. I tell you that one, right?
Yep.
And all right, I went down this rabbit hole. I got to say this. This is my only Clint Eastwood story. We were shooting Richard Jewell. Those of us that were reporters were standing on one side of this parking lot waiting for the FBI to bring out. If you've seen the movie, you know the scene. They're bringing out equipment from Richard Jewell's house, his computer and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally his apartment, too, on Buford Highway. That's where they shot these scenes. And so we're standing there, and these FBI vans were lined up. There were like three or four of them, and so they were going to bring out the equipment, put them in the van. The vans were going to drive off, and the first van did not start. So there are 50 of us, but the four reporters that had lines where we were in front. So I was literally about 10 feet from this van, and the guy gets in there, nothing. And so when something breaks, the people who do this, the mechanics, come running from someplace. I told you, if you ever want to get lost on a desert island, a movie crew is the best group of people to get lost with, because you're going to find everything in a movie crew. So mechanics come flying out of someplace, and they jump in, and they start working. They lift the hood up, and they start working on this van. And after a few minutes, and it's getting, you know, we're losing the light, Clint Eastwood gets out of the chair. He's standing behind the bank of monitors, walks around, and one of the guys says, "Hey, yeah, boss, you get in there, and we'll tell you when to turn it." So Clint Eastwood climbs in this thing, again, 91 at the time being, and I hadn't talked to him. We had lunch in the same area, those of us that were the reporters, and we, you know, you just don't even want to look in his direction, right? So, but he was, when he'd walk by, he'd smile, he'd nod. So I hadn't really, I just saw, and I'll be honest with you, Sam, it was kind of just an elderly man. That's what I was looking at. He didn't look like what we know here.
You know, no more. He ain't Dirty Harry.
Right.
No
so that's what I'm saying. So that's what I was looking at when I was working. Until he gets in his van and he turns the key and it don't start. And then the guy says, hey, all right, hang on, boss. Another 5 minutes goes by. And that's another 5 minutes of the sun moving away from where he wants it. And he tried it one more time. Didn't work. And then the third time when he tried it and it didn't start, I'm standing 10 feet from him and he looks out right at the steering wheel and he goes, son of a. And he grits his face up and I swear I jumped and I went, holy, that's Dirty Harry. It was the first time I saw him. And he made that face and he grunted up like that. And that's when I saw Dirty Harry. That's my, you know, that was to me worth getting hired for right then. On a movie set, Tyler Perry was checking me out. And I say that like this. I was standing amongst the people that were working, but I was in costume. And when this comes out, you'll see what I'm wearing, but I kind of stood out. So I looked over at him a couple times, and he was sort of looking at me. And then I looked away, right? But I just think he was seeing me for the first time in the scene, and I wasn't one of the regulars, but I was obviously in the scene. So that was kind of weird. He was kind of checking me out, and I just looked away. And the fact that he didn't come up and say anything means that everything was cool. But the other thing is, when you are on a movie set, you do this enough times, you know what you get used to, Sam? People walking up and putting their hands on you. That's what I wanted to tell you. I watched this, and I had it happen. There are wardrobe people. There are makeup artists. There's people who are on set waiting before the scene, and they will just walk up behind you and grab the back of your you-know-what and pull it down like jacket or sweater or walk around in front of you and start putting their hands on your face. I'm saying this because you get used to that. Now, think about that in regular life. Somebody just walking up to you and putting their hands on you.
No.
But while you're out there, I had this epiphany going, hang on a second. I'm watching these women and guys walk up to people and just touching them, and the people they're touching, they don't move. And it's something that you get used to. And then I thought about it. I went, yeah, that's happened to me a couple times, and I didn't move. I just stood there and let them, you know, powder your nose or do whatever. It was just an interesting sort of something that occurred to me while we were there. And you'd ask me about stuff on set, so I thought I'd share that one with you. And do the replay, too, by the way. So, again, we killed this 8 o'clock segment, but we got more good stuff coming up because D. Orlando Ledbetter hopefully will be up in Detroit covering this draft. But either way, he has got some thoughts on what the Falcons should do, and we're going to talk to him about that next. Also venturing into Wells World later on, and Newey Scruggs from down in Dallas. We'll talk about these Texas Rangers who might get swept by the Braves tonight. That is all coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. We had two people with their own walk-on music. Had to let that come through there. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us this morning. D. Led, I wanted to publicly thank you. Last time I saw you, we met. We haven't been together face-to-face in such a long time, and so it was great to see you, and I wanted to just say that because I missed you last time you were on. So there you go, man. It was great to see you a few weeks ago.
Yeah, likewise, Greg. Always good, and especially for a good project that you're working on there. That was awesome. Good to see you, and good to be here this morning with you and Sam.
Great to be here. Of course, this is the week we've been counting down to. The draft is coming, and obviously you've been keeping an eye on things with the Falcons. I see something you just put up on Twitter or X or whatever you call it in the last 15 minutes about the Falcons taking a quarterback. You know, your thoughts on what we may see later on this week.
Yeah, no, that was, the story about them probably going defense in the draft after spending all the money on the quarterback, and then the final mock draft is up. So, yeah, you know, they've got their work done. The board's set. They're just doing last-minute stuff. You know, a big factor is going to be the medicals here. On the UCLA defensive end, Luate Lata, you know, him and Dallas Turner and Jared Verse are in that same tier of defensive end. So that may affect which direction the Falcons are going to go on Thursday night.
You know, I was thinking about this. With all this quarterback conversation this particular year, and when I was thinking about when you were going to be coming on with it this weekend, you have probably in years past seen conversations like this. Maybe not the same amount of quarterbacks going out, but in years past when they have spent this much time talking about quarterbacks, what have you seen as far as the production of those quarterbacks? Are these guys, from what you've heard, you know, pretty much on par, or are you just looking at this and shaking your head going, nobody knows yet? This isn't unproven science.
No, we got a pretty close comparison, two of them, in recent years, 20 and 21. You know, the first year you did, you know, Jalen Hurts and that group where they're pretty much Joe Burrow, you know, they're 5 for 5 on the quarterbacks. Then the next year, they take the 5 quarterbacks and only Trevor Lawrence is the one still with his team. You know, Zach up in the Jets, he's still with the Jets, but he's going to get traded probably. Mm-hmm. But Trey Lance has been traded, Justin Fields and Mac Jones have all been traded. So recent years, the 20 draft went pretty good with the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow's year. And then the next year, Trevor Lawrence's year, the quarterback, they missed on 4 of the 5 quarterbacks. So this year they're probably going to be, you know, 3 or 4 that do well, maybe 6 that get drafted in the first round.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline this morning. Always great to catch up with D. Orlando Ledbetter. And he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. All right, D. Led, the number one pick, we pretty much all decided should be an edge rusher. Who does the edge really go to among the three that we're talking about? A lot of people, Turner, a lot of people feel like because he's from Alabama, we've had a chance to watch this guy a lot more than Latu, who seems to be, you know, the leader on a lot of people's charts. Which ones you see and may have the inside track?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, the medicals work out. You're okay with the neck injury with Lata. I think he's the top-rated one. You know, he's had back-to-back double-digit sack seasons, and we know that's been a problem around here. And he's starting to hear that Turner's not like Will Anderson. He's not as powerful. He's more of a finesse edge setter, but he's technically sound and attacking the ball and dropping into coverage. So, yeah, certainly an elite player also. And then the Verse kid in from Florida, you know, he's just a very powerful player on the edge. So, you know, they've got to stack it and get it right there. And then the wild card move would be a cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. You know, he's one of the top cornerbacks. One of the Alabama kids, Terrion Arnold, they visited with him. So, yeah, you kind of got to think defense over there. And there may be a very good receiver there, too, out of the three receivers in the draft. Romain Odunze could be there. But I don't think the Falcons – he's the same player as Drake London, so you don't take him if he's there.
How do you address the Falcons fans that we've been hearing from to talk about wanting to get a defensive back? Talking about, you know, and is there somebody that may be available? You talk about the 2 picks in the 3rd round, you got the 2 picks in the 6th round, but should a defensive back be a concern as far as the Falcons?
Oh, yeah, because you're opposite of A.J. Terrell. You got Clark Phillips, who played good as a rookie, but he doesn't have elite speed. So, but he's a football player. He may end up in the slot. They got a bunch of nickelback candidates. But as far as a strong, sturdy right cornerback, you always want to add to the backfield. That's Raheem Morris's background and expertise. So is Jimmy Lake, the new defensive coordinator. So they're going to probably figure they can find them a cornerback later. So that's where we're at with the cornerback.
D-Lay, thoughts about the O-line? I mean, are we set with that? We feel like if we can help ourselves with this draft, we definitely want to make an add in that area?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. You got to keep Kirk Cousins up, and that line hasn't been a very good pass-blocking line. So they've been a good run-blocking line, but probably a C-minus, C-plus pass blocking line. So you know you're going to have to throw it some, and you want to make sure that the 35-year-old quarterback is protected. But they rave about the line when you talk about the transition and, you know, all the starters are coming back. The rookie left guard can get better. You kind of know what you got in McGarry over there. And, you know, of course, Lindstrom and Jake Matthews, those guys are elite. The center's got to get better, and the left guard and the right tackle got to get – well, the right tackle probably not going to get better now 8 years in, but the center and the left guard, Bergeron, they got to get a little bit better here to make sure they can protect Kirk Cousins.
Hey, D-Lynn, I don't know if we've asked you or got your thoughts on the new kickoff rule for the NFL moving forward, and would that be something that teams might look into the way this is now going to be done when they start drafting special teams players?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, one of the top special teams players is Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. You know, he looks like baby Deebo Samuel. So it's going to be some guys that do get drafted a little higher because of the new rules. The way the coaches are looking at it is as it's like a running play. You know, you got to stand still till the ball lands, and then you go, you know, then the running play starts. So you're going to have combination blocks and you can't wedge block, but you could definitely trap block. And running back type returners are going to be, you know, on display. And so they're excited about getting Avery Williams back because that's basically his thing. Is, you know, he's a great punt returner, but now they think this rule is going to help him as a kickoff returner. That's why they, you know, they didn't spend any money on trying to bring Cordarrelle Patterson back.
Well, you know, it's
so
funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's funny that you say it the way you did because we've spent the last couple of years talking about how that position has diminished in the NFL. So now you talk about with this new rule change, might that extend the play of these running backs who may have been, you know, put on the shelf after year 3, 4, or 5, whenever they do it. Now they have new life because of this kickoff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Them and the receivers that have a little wiggle to them, you know, the fourth or fifth receiver you know, extra cornerback, you know, all the skilled guys that, you know, can return it a little bit will have a shot to make the team.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline with D. Orlando Ledbetter from AJC and AJC.com. I guess all the hay is in the barn as far as getting things set. You count down to Thursday. Are you going to Detroit, and how much have you enjoyed the draft moving around rather than all those years when it's in the same place?
Yeah, no, we don't go to the draft. That's more a fan thing. They've created this event that, you know, the fans can come and watch and stand around and watch them announce names. But for us, we need to stay at the team headquarters and make sure we're at the nerve center where the decisions are being made.
Oh, come on, D-Lynn.
Yeah, that's a made-for-TV event for the fans, and they seem to have a good time with it. 1 year I'll get to go, but long as you're covering the draft, you don't really need to be there.
Well, you going to take it back to the days when they had them helmets sitting there and the guys would answer the phone with a helmet? That was like watching paint dry. So I do kind of like what they're doing with it, but the bottom line is the bottom line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but Sam, you should have known. He wasn't going to this year's.
What?
He would have gone last year. He would have gone next year. Where's D-Led from?
What?
Where's he from?
Ohio.
He ain't going to that state up north. He don't even say the name. Am I right, D-Led?
Oh, no, I get down with the D. I love Detroit.
Oh, okay. You're one of the first Ohio. See, I thought that was an Ohio-Michigan thing. You know, they don't call
it. Nah, my mom's from Detroit. She went to Cass Tech. So, yeah, I used to spend my summers on 7 Mile, my grandmother's house. So,
okay.
I'm all good with the D. I wouldn't mind going, actually.
Speaking of which, have you seen that commercial with the commissioner and Eminem where the commissioner calls it the D?
Oh, man.
And Eminem goes, no.
No, I got to look out for
you
that
gotta
one.
Check
that sounds
that.
Pretty cool,
and
yeah.
Eminem goes, am I being punked? him and Goodell are going back and forth. It's pretty funny. D. Orlando Ledbetter, as always, thank you, sir.
Thanks, D.
All right, Greg and Sam, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
There you go, D-Led. Yeah, man, he's one of the few people from Ohio who would admit to going up, and vice versa, too. That's the one thing I've learned. They just call it the school down south or the school up north. They don't even say their names out loud. We are going to venture into Noel's world up next. Remember, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Newey Scruggs from Dallas, and he is going to let us know, well, everything we need to know about what's going on with these Rangers and the Cowboys and some other stuff. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Till the sun come up. Sweet candy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 21st day of April. At 57 years old, 2016, we lost Prince. 8 years ago on this day, so throughout the morning, we've been playing music from Prince. This is Noelle's choice. We're getting ready to go into Noelle's world. I had to wait till she pointed to me before I can start talking.
Yeah, make sure you're right.
Yeah, she makes sure. So this is hers, and the floor is yours, my dear.
All right, so first I'm going to tell you why I chose that particular Prince song, because that's probably a more obscure Prince song.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my best friend have this thing when we talk about album rollouts, because, you know, we like music from all eras and genres, so sometimes there are albums that we love where we didn't actually experience the rollout.
Okay.
You know, you go on the press tour, on the Ellens and the Drew Barrymores, and you announce your tour and your single, and you go sing the single on stage with the two background singers and all. We miss some of that. But this album, Musicology, is my very first Prince rollout. That's when I was old enough to know what was going on, to make a conscious decision, to listen to Prince. This was the album that started my love of concerts.
Okay.
He went on this particular tour. Funny enough, I've got my own useless fun fact today about Prince. This is the tour where he packaged the album with the ticket sales, which made him go instantly platinum. And then they said you can't do that anymore without customer consent. So he was just packaging it with the album and sending them out and counting the sales.
Is this wow. with the new generation? Or is it just Prince?
No. This okay. is just Prince. This
okay.
is this is 02.
That's why I was okay, go ahead.
So yeah, Prince got the jump on the we're gonna add the album to the ticket sales and inflate the
yeah,
numbers. But
yeah, how about
now
that?
They have to do it in a way where the customer has to actually consent to the album purchase.
He went against, I mean, like I said,
he just did his own thing across this.
Well, because he just walked away from his record company. Yep. Nobody did that back then.
Yep.
That gave you an idea of what he believed his ability to write new music was.
Yep.
A lot of folks feel like, okay, I can't do more better than this.
Well, so. Not just the ability to write new music, but
Hits, excuse me.
But not just that, but the draw that he had on his listeners and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That everybody's going to tune in to what he had.
Yeah, he's like, they'll move over here with
they'll
me.
They'll find me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he went on this tour, and my sister went with her friends. They completely left me out. But Prince had such high demand that he spun the block on Atlanta. And that's when I got to go see Prince. And I'd never seen women fight over a Rolling Stone magazine, but he threw that thing in a crowd, and ooh-wee, that thing was shreds before it even hit the ground.
Wow.
Gotta be cool just to sit on stage and read a magazine with your own cover on the front. So that was my first, that was baby's first Prince rollout. That was the beginning of actually experiencing commercial Prince music. And he actually says Atlanta, GA in that song. So, yeah, okay. Shout out to Prince.
Right.
But moving into the other part of this segment, which is another reason I chose Life of the Party, because Anthony Edwards from Atlanta, Georgia, brought the life of the party to a Hawksless NBA playoffs last night.
Really?
Brought the party. I mean, that was all I saw when I woke up.
He
was Anthony
Wiggins
everywhere. He brought New Year's Eve.
That's what he brought.
Christmas Eve, yep. Mardi Gras. He brought it all last night. Listen, with all the Atlanta flair that he could bring. And that is what I want to talk about, how sports is not just about being a good athlete. It is about being an athlete. It is about having a marketable personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about being the type of person and player that can allow that to happen for you. Like a Marshawn Lynch. On paper, Marshawn Lynch is not a personable person. But when Goodell pushed him on that stage to answer questions at the Super Bowl, when he repeatedly said, "I'm just here so I don't get fined," it created a media superstar.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
And he flipped the script and has been sticking his tongue out at the commissioner ever since.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
People love his candid approach to everything that he does, which is why you always see he's like the flip side of Peyton Manning and his brother.
You know who I want? You know the job I want for Marshawn Lynch?
What?
I want him to be the sideline reporter for Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That's what the job.
Wow.
It would have to be Monday night, because it would have
no,
to
no,
be.
No, because Sunday's bigger.
Sunday is bigger, but it would have to be the Manning cast. I don't think they would let him just do it.
No, of course they wouldn't. I don't want him. No, no, I don't want Peyton. I don't want the man. He's nowhere near him. I want strictly Marshawn.
Ooh-wee.
And the biggest television show in America for the last 5 years has been Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Just have a 10-second delay. That's all I got to say. Just give him a 10-second delay.
I want him with that job so bad. And then I don't care what network
is
doing it.
Why you got that ball like that?
I want him.
You didn't want to score a touchdown?
And then he gets to do the Super Bowl, too, regardless of the network.
That would be insane. But, yeah, I'm looking at Anthony Edwards last night, and you got the full package going on. You have all of that unmistakable Atlanta flair he's giving out. He's balling like crazy. His shoe is the most popular model shoe that is not named Jordan that I have seen in a very long time. Like, when we went to 929 The Game Night at the arena, and we met up with Terrell Thomas.
Yep. Right.
I looked down. He got the Anthony Edwards ones on. I'm like, you beat me to him. He said, yeah, Melo got him for basketball season, so I couldn't be outdone by Melo. So now him and Melo got him.
Melo, by the way, is his 6-year-old son.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now I got to catch up. So I run to South DeKalb Mall right quick to get me a pair of AEs. I've been putting it off for a little bit to see what they were going to do in the market. You know, if they went on sale, then I would grab them. But these things been flying.
You need to call Max down there in Orlando. He's at the home office store.
Nope. This ain't Nike. See, y'all used to Nike being the big deal. Nope. Adidas got the money right now.
No, but he's at the store. He's at the Nike store. I thought he was at Nike.
Oh,
okay.
Nike.
You can't do that, Dan.
Exactly. No, this is Adidas got all the juice right now. Got the Trae Youngs going crazy. Spider just dropped a shoe last night, and Anthony Edwards gave us this amazing promo video of the Anthony Edwards One Low. I didn't think he could get any more mileage out of this shoe. This shoe been flying off the shelves like hotcakes, and now he got the convertible version. He about to drop the top on y'all, and he did it last night. I believe he had him on last night when he was wheeling and dealing KD. Pig in his pocket.
Yeah.
Dunking on him.
Yeah.
Swagging on him.
What a way to bring him out, right?
Putting the threes up on it. Ant was getting everything he wanted last night. Ant-Man is a superhero. Move to the side, Paul Rudd, because the real Ant-Man is up there in Minnesota. Like, this kid is balling out with all the personality you want with it. Like, yeah, you got a Devin Booker that's been balling for a long time.
Right.
And it took him a while for the media to catch on to him. Why? Because he ain't got this kind of flavor. Karl Anthony Towns, another big superstar that don't have this type of flavor. I mean, he's been up there in Minnesota this whole time. They've been looking for a running mate to go with him, and the running mate is running away.
Did you think that there would be somebody that landed on that team that would make that organization and that fan base forget about Kevin Garnett?
Yes, at some point, yes. Now, whether it was going to be, I think they would spend a lot of time trying to make it Karl Anthony Towns. I applaud them for not making a knee-jerk reaction and moving off from him, because that piece with the piece you went to go trade for in Gobert and the piece you drafted in Anthony Edwards, all of those pieces are clicking on all cylinders right now. We'll see how far they get this year. But at some point, yes, just like.
Is it there now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I was just asking.
I mean, the more these shoes come out and they, you know, the more they do what they do. And, I mean, he's doing better shoe numbers than Garnett with Nike.
Yeah.
We moving jerseys. It's gonna get crazy with Atlanta's own Anthony Edwards. I expect to see a lot of Timberwolves jerseys, a lot of number five jerseys just around here in the city, just because he's popular and pushing the needle. But he did something last night that I want to kind of bring attention to kind of dispel a narrative that's been going around about our very own Trae Young here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Because there's talk about, you know, why people feel the way they feel about Trae Young, why the narrative is about Trae Young. And some of it is people feel like other players don't like the way that he play on court. They don't like his swag. They don't like the way that he talks back. They don't like the way that he shows up. But I saw Anthony Edwards do KD exactly like I seen Trae Young do KD on a larger scale.
Okay.
And KD went to that podium and said, hey, it's basketball.
Yep.
We've seen people go to Trae Young after games where we've talked all this mess and dap them up and they do hug and jersey swap. That's not it, guys. So y'all, we have to look within ourselves, we as basketball fans, not me because I already know the answer, but look within ourselves and decide why you don't like Trae Young and then stand on business with that. But a lot of these made-up narratives are not it. Like, you see other players in the league doing the same things it's not causing them to have any anguish or not make a Team USA or all of these other things. So we got to dig deep and figure out what it really is. Now, New York knows. I'm not talking about New York City.
Yeah,
they know why.
Yeah.
But everybody else, dig down deep and figure out what it is that you don't. Is it his hair? Is it his height? Is it the name on the front of the jersey, which is what I really think it is?
Okay.
Well, let's dig down deep and really figure out what it is, because him swagging on the court, him pickpocketing KD and going up for the layup, that ain't it. Because Anthony Edwards was about to put him on a poster last night with the yam, yeah, yeah, hanging on the board and all of that. So they said it's the competes. They said it's basketball. That's what it is. So that's what it means to compete in basketball. And Anthony Edwards right now is what it means to be a basketball superstar.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was nice.
No doubt.
She's salmon as far as trying to get people to do what you would like them to do.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, you are asking people to not be, by definition, what they are.
Yeah, I know.
And there's no rhyme or reason as to why somebody likes somebody. That's why sports is so good, because you can do that. You can just do what you want to do as far as who you gravitate toward without explanation.
But I am, when it comes to, you talk about the name on the front of the jersey and whatnot in the city, I feel a little bit of that. You know what I mean? I feel like other people say, well, because this is where they feel like this franchise has always been. You don't bring nobody in here think we're going to change the narrative. Well, Atlanta NBA has always been, so Atlanta NBA has always got to be. And so I think that's part of it too.
Part of it also is the fact that we're going to have a conversation with the dude who spends his time down there in Dallas, following the Cowboys, following this Rangers team that's up here right now. And they also follow the Mavericks. And who is Trey connected with? Talking about Luka. And this year, that Dallas team with Kyrie is being talked about in the conversation as far as them and Denver coming out of the West. We haven't had that conversation about the Hawks and a top free agent coming there or signing with him, beside DeJounte, but that ain't a guy coming here with a ring.
Ding. That's the difference maker. You haven't had a Kyrie here. This is the first time. Because this is the first year, I agree, where we're seeing real division between the Hawks and Dallas with what they're doing with their two superstars and how they're building around them. Because there was a lot of Dallas trying to figure it out, too, and all the different coaches and yada, 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 which never got the same label on Luka that you did on Trey. But now you are starting to see what that separation can look like. But I'll also throw this nugget out there and argue that maybe Dallas should have gave Jalen Brunson some money. Maybe you already had the guy you needed to run with sitting right there, because Jalen Brunson, for as much as I don't like the Knicks, looking like a star point guard up there.
Yeah, but he's had to because what's his name going out? Who am I thinking? With the Knicks. Their big star going down. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank. But that's what's going on there.
Big star, yeah. What's that kid's name?
We just dismissed the Knicks so much. All right, go ahead.
Randall.
Randall. Him going down, and listen, next man up, right? So Brunson has done what he's supposed to do. You don't know that he would do that, and would he have the ability to do that in Dallas? And by the way, we know that Kyrie Irving can create a shot in a phone booth.
This is true.
Okay. And we also know that Luka likes the basketball. So if he's going to dominate, Kyrie and him have somehow, after a year plus, have figured out a way to get their shots when need be.
Well, Kyrie can play two guard, because to your point, Kyrie can shoot from anywhere.
So again, when you think about Brunson staying there and being that player like what Kyrie is doing now.
Luka would have had to give up that ball.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see that. But anyway.
Oh, well, that's pretty much all I say on this topic.
Her dismount is always so dainty.
That will lead us right into our conversation about Dallas.
All right, well, we got that coming up here.
Whatever Mark Cuban got going on down there.
Well, that's going to be one of my questions if I have time. But we got a minute or so here before we leave. You want to play that game once again? Come on, steal your segment.
Let's go for it.
All right, I'm going to give you a celebrity. You give me, in 10 seconds, three of their movies. I gave him 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds to answer this if this is one of your favorite actresses or actors. Halle Berry. Three Halle Berry movies.
Oh, Losing Isaiah, Babs, and Jungle Fever.
She did that in two seconds.
Lose Babs.
Wow. Pardon?
I love Babs. Babs, shout out to Atlanta. Anything that got Atlanta on it, baby, I'm here for.
All right, you want to do it again? You ready for another one?
Let's go.
John Travolta.
Oh, Saturday Night Fever, Urban Cowboy, and we'll say just because, Face Off.
Okay, I forgot about Face Off.
Yeah.
All right.
Pulling rabbits out.
I was gonna say, look who's talking.
Oh, that's a good one. The first one, though. But that's a good one.
Yeah.
With Christy Allen. That's a good one.
That is Noel's World. We do this every show that we do. And again, taking a second, speaking for the three of us, we can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings.
As wet as it is.
As wet as it is, on the good days and the sloshy days. Wanted to let you know about tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to just spend some time talking about this upcoming week here on 92.9 The Game. We've got the morning shift tomorrow at Atlanta Urban Farm, Sam.
Okay.
Thursday, we are all over draft day, which you would assume.
Big time.
Dukes and Bell are going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. 92.9 The Game draft night for that. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer are also going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Right.
They're going to be there from 7:30 until 11.
Okay.
So from top to bottom, we have got you covered. Then on Friday, Dukes and Bell are at Ticketmaster Studios, which means they're back at the Mercedes-Benz. And so a lot of events where you are going to see us out in public, and thank you for your attendance. Just ahead of time, just there thank you guys for coming out there.
Yeah.
Having said that, moving into the 9 o'clock hour, talking more NBA playoffs here, and Nui Scruggs got a number of questions for this guy. He is going to be joining us, and of course, we're going to be watching Sunday Night Baseball. Hopefully, the Braves can get a sweep of the world champs. Scherzer, too, is on his way back.
Yeah.
I ain't going to help him this weekend.
We'll talk to Nui about him.
We're going to talk about him about that. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.